Coach, obviously a great win tonight. Talk about your bench.
Yeah, we've got five new players, and we're sort of trying to learn how to use all these people. So it's getting better. You know, Svetlana played big minutes tonight. Laco would have played big minutes, but got in foul trouble. And so we're sort of going through a learning process that way.
Do you think that depth helps you in a game like this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, our starters still played big minutes, but we also played five extra minutes too. So, you know, with Svetlana really gave us huge minutes through the course of the game, you know, and giving people rest. We've got to figure out how we get Sue a little bit more rest, but I think we'll get that figured out here.
Do you think that rest impacted some of those open shots
I don't know. We didn't shoot the ball very well tonight, but the thing we've been doing a good job of is we don't turn it over very much, so we get a lot of opportunities to shoot. So I think we shot 94 times tonight, which might be a record. I don't know, but there was a lot of shot attempts.
Your team came out very, very hungry, very focused. You know, it's early in the season. Sometimes you don't always see that.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't come out real focused the other night against Minnesota. So I think we watched that film, we talked to them, and I think it was just a little bit different. And, you know, us in Phoenix, we always have battles. I mean, it's always – I mean, two of the four games last year were overtime games. And they're just always really competitive games. There's friendships on both sides. There's rivalries going on, and it just makes it more interesting.
I was going to say, you also have two key players that are back and healthy in your lineup with Sue and Laura especially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much difference does that make?
Well, obviously it makes a lot of difference, those two. Lauren's extremely fit and playing well, playing very confident. And Sue almost had a triple-double tonight. If she would have, you know, she's like 8, 8, and 9. She just didn't shoot the ball very well, but she was extremely effective tonight. You know, she sort of controlled the game, and you know, we need that from her.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Was it a matter of you wanting a foul called when you got that technical?
I just think things changed as the game went on, and that's probably the best way I can put it without getting fined.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Was it something that you were trying to keep the bottle in? You know what I mean? Or was it?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to make my point, but obviously I wasn't doing a very good job. I guess I finally did make my point, but it ended up, you know, getting a technical for it. But, you know, I just told the team that, you know, I can't tell you I won't get any more technicals, but I'll try not to get them with 20 seconds left on the clock.
And elite. Right.
Yeah.
How thankful though are you that, you know, things worked out though, I mean, to get the win?
It was a big win for us. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix is a very good team, and we feel like we can be competitive. And I think both teams, you know, battled tonight. They're probably sitting there thinking, you know, they had an opportunity to win and didn't get one. Mm-hmm. You know.
How much, you know, you really frustrated Candace Dupree, you know, inside. Was that a big focus for you guys to do that? Or?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot has to do with Lauren. You know, Lauren is so long and athletic that she can affect people down there. And they threw it into her. They wanted to play through her like they have been. And she had some, obviously hit some shots for them, but I think, you know, we didn't mind that matchup down there one-on-one.
It seemed like you were bringing help.
Yeah, they're so good of if you do it like in an organizational way, they'll find it open people. So you almost have to convince your team that you got to jab at them and change things up and do some things that way and not really be consistent on how you send the help.
And then you had mentioned, you know, Sue and – but what about Swin's play also laid? She kind of started off a little chippy with the shots, but
Swin made some huge plays in overtime. You know, she came out, you know, there was a discrepancy on fouls, so we took her out when we thought she had five, and then she only had four. So we gave her a little rest right there. And, you know, she stepped up. You know, she hit a huge three-point shot. She had a couple finishes, got some free throws, and just was a, you know, a big factor again. Played great defense.
And what does this say? I mean, we were talking a little bit before, you know, as far as getting wins against the, you know, these teams that have been talking about wanting to win this season or wanting to get the title. And what do you kind of step back in early and say as far as
well, I mean, I think we're as competitive as anybody right now. You know, our focus right now is just get the bet, just keep improving and get better. I don't think anybody in this league at this moment is as good as they're going to be. So that's going to be our focus.
And then what about the minutes from the bench?
You know, we were going to play LaCo, obviously, more minutes. We're still trying to learn all that. You know, we just – we're trying to learn how to use people in different combinations. And it's a work in progress. But I really thought Svetlana gave us huge minutes, you know. Played a really good game, hit some shots, rebound, make some great passes. LaCo played real well, you know. Unfortunately, got in foul trouble. And even, you know – Yana, you know, came in and gave us good minutes, and Abby Bishop gave us good minutes, and I mean, we can go all, and Allison Lacey only played 2 minutes, but got two steals, you know, so she's somebody that we're gonna eventually gonna get in there. We just gotta figure out the right people to put on the floor with her when she goes in for Sue, and we gotta figure that out.
So the practice time that you guys got, that's good.
Yeah, we only got one day, but we. We practiced, our sort of more of our you know, our bench people on Wednesday and got them really some good minutes in practice and coached them up, and, you know, they sort of got acclimated to what we were doing.
Coach, just some quick thoughts on Dawana Bonner. I know it's, you know, only one game. And
she really played great tonight. We knew, I mean, she did to us what we thought she was going to do, and we thought we were prepared for it, but we – couldn't get her shut down, and she got to the free throw line on us. She split us. She got it to the rim. She's quick. So we'll definitely have to rethink our philosophy on guarding her.
Is it too soon to see any improvement from last season?
Well, I just think you sort of saw glimpses of it last year, and I just think that she's just going to keep getting better and better. Yeah.